back to another episode of Short Tori on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, Conate Floor by Akeredolu Amudalat. No dead bodies on your first day of school, okay? My dad slightly turns to face me in the backseat. He winks and then holds out his fist for a playful bump. My mom swats his thigh. What is wrong with you, Dapo? She didn't look back to catch my eyes. Have a nice day and remember to take your vitamins. Don't let anyone get you worked up today, she says firmly. They better not, I say as I step out of the back seat and look around to savor my yet again new environment. School is not my forte. I prefer when my mom homeschooled me. It was just me and her, and then out of the blue, she decided she no longer wanted to stay at home. I think she's just jealous of my dad and how fast he's moving up the ladder of success. She's the smarter one after all. Or maybe she's just tired of me. She looks at me that way sometimes, like she regrets giving birth to me. Now they are both doctors in Blue Springs. They both own it, they save lives. How ironic. Since I started going to school, a lot of people have met their timely demise. I don't believe anything is untimely, especially matters of the grave. Look at me, still waxing strong after everything life has thrown my way. And by thrown my way, I mean specific individuals I had no choice but to kill in the end. There were 13 of them. 3 at Royal College, 4 at Greg's Academy, 3 at Nadia Girls College, and very recently, 3 at Model City High. Not that I regret it. They all deserved it. Every single one of them. I will soon find out if these new set of students are different or have the same thing coming. I watch as students in uniforms troop into the school compound with heavy backpacks that could snap their spinal cord at any moment. Some are in twos, some are in threes, and others alone like me. I mean, not like me in the literal sense. How many times do you get to see a secondary school student who has changed school 4 times in a session? I am not normal. I'm not like everyone. I'm a sickler, as most of my former classmates called me. God rest their souls. Or maybe not. Everyone gets to have a normal life, but I don't. I'm stuck with this stupid water bottle full of dissolved vitamin C supplements to boost my immune system. I'm cold when everyone is hot. I'm hot when everyone is cold. I can't just eat anything. I feel pain all over my body. I'm stuck with this episode of sickle cell crisis. My feet are always swollen. How do you explain to human beings in the medical profession who don't care about their genotype or bringing a child into this world because they are both in love? That's one of the signs of psychopathy, my friend. Watch out. They address me like they know I might drop dead tomorrow. I don't mind. You know what? I do. I do mind. They allow me to get away with things though, so. Things people make huge documentaries about in the abroad. So that's a plus, I guess. No one investigates a sickle cell anemia teenager. I walk slowly to my class as I take in every look thrown my way. It's hard not to look at me. I don't look very appealing to the eyes. For example, my half-burnt face. I had done that to myself 3 years ago. I was tired of the mocking and bullying and constant anticipation for me to drop. So I tried to kill myself many times, but nothing seemed to work. Somehow I always end up opening my eyes slowly to the white ceiling in my permanent hospital room with strong smell of antiseptics. And don't get me started about my frail body, my yellow skin, my swollen feet, my deep in the socket eyes. I would need no makeup for a Dracula Untold casting. Hi, you must be Sandra. A girl whose name tag reads Itunu Adegbite, with a boldly italicized head girl, holds out her hand to shake me, with an obvious fake smile. Too obvious. Another plus of being a sickle cell is that you see through people. You know instantly who is real and who is covertly pretentious. There's not much realness left in this world, so in a way, I'm doing the world a favor. No one deserves to live in it better than I do. Yes, I am. I take her hand and she gives me a firm shake. Her palm is sweaty. Ugh. I hate sweaty palms. But her vanilla smell makes up for the disgust. Come with me, please. She says as she leads me to my new classroom. It's empty. Everyone is at the assembly ground, except me. She shows me my seat and tells me not to worry about joining the assembly, as she should. Okay, I mutter as I open the wooden slab on my chair to sit down. If you need anything, please come to 3A. My name is Itunu. As she adjusts her name tag, show off, I mumble. I didn't catch that. She cups the back of her ear with her hand. I said thank you. You're welcome. She places her hand on her chest and she strides out of my new class. The class has high walls, ceilings, and windows. You would think it's a North Korean prison. I guess it was built like that so no one would escape to school. Some of the ceiling boards are broken. The cream-colored painting on the wall is peeling. The blackboard isn't as black as blackboard should be. The class would definitely contain 70 students. This is my first time in a public school and I hate it already. They better impress me. No one would notice if one or two people disappeared in such a big class anyway. I guess that's why my parents registered me here. Judging from the sudden roar that engulfs the air, the assembly is over. I position myself such that I'm facing the door. I remove my hood and keep my eyes on the door. A girl screeches and takes off immediately. I laugh. This should be fun. Then they come in twos and threes, peeping through the wide open door. None of them come inside. I maintain my posture. I'm enjoying this. He walks in without a care in the world, no rushing, with finesse and swagger, like he was sure of himself. Too sure, in fact. His shoulders broad and his shirt clinging to his upper body like life support. He looks like a black version of 18-year-old Justin Bieber. He sees me and didn't even bat an eyelid. He walks straight towards me and stops right in front. You must be the new student. I'm Michael. Call me Mikey. He picks my right hand and kisses it. I shudder. My stomach tightens and it feels like a happy constipation. Yeah, my name is Sandra, he finishes, still holding my hand. No one has ever held my hand like this. I know you. Did you attend Royal? Kind of, I managed to blurt out. My twin brother couldn't stop talking about you. Now he stopped talking. Forever. Good riddance if you ask me. He whispers into my ears with his sinister aura. His lips against my ears give me a potential electrocution. Why is he telling me this? Does he know? No, not about my genotype. The other one. I think about who his so-called brother might have been and I suddenly remember. I tripped him off the stairs. He hit his head on the concrete landing. Such big mouth with no stamina to corroborate it. Keep them there as long as you want. You have my blessings. He made the sign of the cross slowly on my face and shoulders. Mickey's different though. First nice guy. I guess real recognized real, right? Same psycho as me. Well, we shall see. Remember when I said I hate it here? Ooh, I didn't know what I was saying. Forgive me.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.